Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley Winery. You got to get down there. Wonderful wine and a great host. But Bob, but
don't you see what I was trying to say? I couldn't quite find the words, but I don't know. When I'm out in the vineyard out there, and you just look across, and it's this beautiful rolling hills, which I love because it looks like where I grew up north.
Right.
And then it's just miles and miles and acres of just nothing but grapevines. There's actually some other produce they make right around there too. So it's a little bit of diversity, but it's the time of year to go if you've never been there.
Yeah, beautiful area.
Yeah. So, you know, I live in Lowell, and there's a big Admiral station there with this cool little kitchen on the side. I think some sub shop used to be in there. And about 6 months ago or so, I noticed this hot dog business opening up there, and I was thrilled because, you know, I'm a hot dog freak.
Right.
And it just so happens they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've gotten to know the owner. His name is Eric Elzinga from Old Faithful Dog. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, so, how many radio shows are going to be thrilled about hot dogs? I don't know. They might want to talk about them for 30 seconds if you're giving them a free one. Right. What do you think, Jop?
No, I think that we've got time for Eric because this is a cool business and it's not his first time doing it, right?
Right. So tell us about Old Faithful Dog in Lowell, Michigan.
Well, Old Faithful Dog came about actually about 20 years ago. I had my first Old Faithful Dog down in New Buffalo, right by the Michigan border. Oh. And we had it right there on Main Street, and that was a great time, but we had to get back up here to West Michigan where they can really appreciate West Michigan dogs. So we put in Old Faithful Dog at the Admiral gas station in Lowell, and it's been going gangbusters ever since.
Boy, I'm telling you, I'm so happy for you because we all know how hard it can be to start a business and to keep it going and this and that, but especially in the restaurant business, the food service, you know, how many, you know, McDonald's, Arby's, and all that other same stuff can you do? You're the only guy coming in saying, who wants a hot dog? And by the looks of it, lots of people every day are saying, I do.
That's right. We just wanted to join the fast food wars, I guess, and just add another choice to your lunch or dinner kind of, you know, food preference. You know, it's some people get sick of hamburgers every day.
Well,
that seems like it's all we got.
I'll tell you what, I did take a picture of the two dogs I got last time in there, and it was a thing of art. I mean, you actually are making a presentation for your customers with your food. It's not just, you know, like when you see those Big Mac or Quarter Pounder commercials and it's got this perfect, gorgeous burger, and then when you get yours, it's this smashed, nasty thing. Yours actually is the opposite. You're bringing out this little piece of artwork because, I don't know, they're so colorful, and you're taking your time to build them properly.
Yeah, actually, we have our dressing list. We have the order that all the ingredients go on there, and we usually put the ketchup on, and then the last ingredient is the mustard because it's the most colorful.
Yeah,
and when our employees are new, we actually show them how to put on the ketchup and mustard just so that it looks really nice at the end. So yeah,
so they go through hot dog you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have some tests and
yeah.
That's very cool. And I think it's a great time for our listeners. We're really, this show is in many markets. But anybody knows where West Michigan is, and anybody knows how to get to Lowell. If you want to take a nice Saturday drive and you say, hey, let's go get some hot dogs. I heard about these Old Faithful dogs. Let's see if they're really worth a darn or not. You won't waste your gas because, first of all, the hot dog is spectacular. And secondly, Lowell's just a wonderful little town. I'm proud of it. It's a wonderful little town to go to in the fall. It's just a beautiful area.
And I might note that Old Faithful Dog is right across the street from a brewery, too, right? Aren't they? Right across from New Union? So,
no.
Oh, I thought you said they're on the Admiral Station. I'm sorry. Yeah, not on the corner. My bad. Sorry about that, Eric.
No, but you could grab these Old Faithfuls. You could grab these Old Faithfuls and run down the street and get yourself an outdoor picnic table at New Union. That's a great idea, yeah. Randy. You're always thinking.
Yeah. Eric, so
they
tell me what
that. We all of our orders are to go.
Yeah.
And we just started this great new thing, a meal deal, where you can get two of our gourmet dogs, your choice of a side, and those sides can be a mini mac and cheese or three different kinds of chips or even a big old pickle and a pop. You can get all that stuff for $10 out the door. That includes a tax.
Wow.
And you can take that to New Union, kick back on that picnic table, have a dinner and a beer.
Yeah.
And if you do, if you whip out that big old pickle, you're going to be popular.
Right.
He's Absolutely. Got these giant pickles. They look like
big pickles.
Oh, my gosh.
They look like big
They're
pickles.
They're huge.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to say the Old Faithful Dog, out of all those you've got, and I told you this, it is one of the most balanced, best tasting hot dogs. I could eat three of those.
So what's on it? Tell me what's on it.
Well, here's what we do. We steam the bun. We steam the dog. So it's like what you'd get at a ball game or something. It's really soft and just tasty and easy to eat. Then we put shredded Mexican cheese on there, three different kinds of cheese. Then we put super hot chili across that cheese. It melts it right away. Then we'll put pickles, onions, mustard, ketchup. That's the Old Faithful Dog, the most popular dog we have.
I'm telling you, I took one bite and I was smitten. And it was bitten.
Thank you.
No, it's, you know, like I said, I'm just a sucker for hot dogs. And when I saw you going in there 6, 8, 9 months ago, and I only noticed you going in because I was going to rent that spot. I had a ghost kitchen in Lowell last year, and I was going to pop it up in there this year. But I'm much happier that you did it, because you're not only doing exceedingly well, I don't have to man a kitchen right now.
Well, hey, you know, if things keep going well, I'd love to move up to another spot, and I'll save this one for you.
Well, you know, I'm at a different stage in life now. I'm kind of thinking that I just want to start traveling and actually be retired. I'm not so thrilled with work anymore.
Well, that's too bad, because, man, it's a great spot. We love the Admiral people.
Yeah, and, yeah, no.
It was great to move into that place as our first spot, because
it was all built out.
It was totally ready for it.
Yeah.
All I had to do was bring my equipment in.
No, I'm so happy for you, because the town actually needs something a little different. We've got a ton of restaurants, but finally a hot dog restaurant.
Yeah, we call it a hot dog joint.
There you go.
They sell those in Lowell too.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I also want to bring up is
they go together.
Not only is our food great, but I've spent a lifetime collecting all kinds of weird, cool stuff, and I got all the walls just filled with it. So, you know, not only is it great to eat there, but you can just sit there and just check out all this cool stuff.
There's a little bit of personality there. Well, listen, Eric Elzinga, Old Faithful Dog, right as you are on the west end of Lowell, just you can see the McDonald's from there, so it's a BB gun shot away.
No, nope. They're that sort of Taco Bell. So
there you go.
Inside the Big Admiral.
Yeah, the Big Admiral gas station on the north side of 21. So thank you so much, Eric. We'll see you again.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Okay.
All right. So coming up next, Old Faithful Dog. Before I say that, Old Faithful Dog, what a cool name. And it is in a gas station, but don't take that to be a negative, because it's worth wheeling in there and having a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very big shop, and there used to be a sub shop there, New Jersey Subs or something like that, and which was cool, but this place is rocking it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, coming up next, speaking about rocking it, we're going to Big Rapids on top of the rock. And we're going to talk to Jim Crank from Crankers Restaurant and Brewery. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.